Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, March 17th. In today's episode, fresh twist in Swati Maliwal controversy. Amit Shah and Rahul Gandhi both hold rallies in hot seat Amethi. PM Modi jabs, India blocks endless dreams. Trinamool accuses Assam chief minister of hate speech. And as Israel defends itself in the International Court of Justice, US delivers aid to Gaza through a makeshift port. First up, Delhi police arrived at Delhi Chief Minister's residence with a forensic team to probe Swati Maliwal assault allegations this evening. Aam Aadmi Party's Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal was slapped, dragged and kicked in the chest by Arvind Kejriwal's PA Bibhav Kumar, according to her police complaint. A case has been filed against Mr. Kumar for assault or criminal force on a woman with the intent to outrage her modesty, criminal intimidation, insulting her modesty or assault. Ms. Maliwal claims she was assaulted by Mr. Kumar in the drawing room of the Chief Minister's official residence on Monday, with Mr. Kejriwal present in the house at the time. In her statement, she said she was deeply disturbed and traumatized by what was, according to her, an unprovoked attack. She wrote, and I quote, "I made noise and said, let me go. But he kept beating me continuously and abusing me in Hindi. He threatened, we will see, we will deal with it. I informed him that I was menstruating and in considerable pain, begging him to leave me alone," unquote. Late last night, Delhi police escorted Ms. Maliwal to the AIIMS Trauma Centre for a medical checkup. When the police reached Mr. Kumar's residence in the Chandrawal Nagar area of the national capital, he was missing. Teams from the crime branch and special cell are looking for Mr. Kumar, aiming to bring him into custody. However, a video allegedly shot on the same day with Ms. Maliwal and CM Residence's security personnel is going viral. In that leaked video, Ms. Maliwal can be heard saying, quote, "We'll have to agree, I have called 112, unquote. And as the security requests her to come out of the house, she is heard abusing one bald man and says, "I'm not leaving, throw me out." Reacting to the leaked video, Ms. Maliwal posted on X and I quote, "Like every time, this time also, this political hitman has started efforts to save himself. By getting his people to tweet and play videos without any context, he thinks he can save himself by committing this crime. Who makes a video of someone being beaten up? The truth will be revealed to everyone as soon as the CCTV footage of the house and the room is checked. Fall to whatever level you can, God is watching everything. One day, everyone's truth will come out in front of the whole world," unquote. Mr. Kejriwal has not addressed this issue yet, but Aam Aadmi Party has scheduled a press briefing for later this evening. However, the BJP has mounted an attack on the Chief Minister and his party since Tuesday. Today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attacked Mr. Kejriwal for shamelessly moving around with the accused, who was pictured with Mr. Kejriwal in Lucknow. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, the only major opposition leader to have commented so far, has said, and I quote, "I always stand with women, irrespective of which party they belong to," unquote. And next, it was an interesting day for the much-debated hot seat of Amethi in Uttar Pradesh today, as Union Minister Amit Shah and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held public rallies, shortly one after another. While Mr. Shah was canvassing incumbent Smriti Irani, Mr. Gandhi, along with other India bloc leaders, supported their candidate K.L. Sharma. During his speech, Mr. Shah said that Char So Par can be achieved by blooming a lotus on Rai Bareli and Amethi seats. He said, and I quote, "This seat, both Amethi and Rai Bareli, do not belong to a parivar. It belongs to the poor of these constituencies. All of the Indian media has reported and I announce it today. Smriti ji in Amethi and Dinesh ji in Rai Bareli will gift these two seats to Modi ji," unquote. While Prime Minister Modi in his Barabanki rally attacked the India bloc parties, without taking names, he said the Shahzada has taken shelter with her new bua or aunt. Recently, Trinamool Chief and Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed she would support the India bloc to form a government even if they're not in an alliance. Then he said, and I quote, "India alliance is shattering as the elections inch closer to the end. Their dreams are endless. One Congress leader says the next Prime Minister will be chosen from Rai Bareli. The other Shahzada was heartbroken after this, but he did not shed tears," unquote. Prime Minister Modi has been referring to Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav as two Shahzada or princes. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said in his Amethi rally today, and I quote, "Everything I learned was from Amethi. I have witnessed my father's love, affection and dedication for Amethi. It is mine as well. I'm contesting from Raibareli and yet I'm a Methi's will always be, unquote. Mr. Gandhi lost the Congress stronghold seat to BJP leader and Union Minister Smriti Irani in 2019. He then introduced Congress's Amethi candidate Kishori Lal Sharma as Papa's most trusted, referring to the former Prime Minister and his father Rajiv Gandhi. He added, quote, whatever happens in Raibareli will happen to Amethi. If Raibareli gets rupees 10, rupees 500 crores or highways, it is Rahul Gandhi's promise that exact amount will also reach Amethi, unquote. Mumbai will also witness a battle of NDA versus India bloc. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address his final public rally in Maharashtra for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections at Shivaji Park in Dadar at around 6 p.m. An India bloc rally will be held at BKC's Pataka Maidan in the same evening, featuring Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray. The two rallies are a show of strength for the rival alliances to swing fence sitters in their respective favour. In other election news, Assam Trinamool has filed a complaint with the Election Commission of India, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma, for hate speech and model code of conduct violations. In a letter accessed by NDTV, the Trinamool has accused Mr. Sharma of instigating one religious community against another, claiming to build a mandir in place of a masjid, and an ill-intended comment on the religious identity of an allegedly corrupt politician. Breaking from breaking news, automation has certainly made life easier for many and for some, apparently theft-proof as well. About a week ago, a woman in Colorado, USA was released from jail. She was in prison for car theft. But as soon as she tasted freedom, she wanted her old days back and set eyes on a beautiful 4x4 truck. But maybe she was used to only stealing clutch and gearless cars. As she turned the car engine on, she could not maneuver it because it had a stick gear shift. She got off to make a quick exit, but the car rolled forward and collided with a pole. Announcing her arrest, police titled a social media post about the case, quote, Stick Shift, FTW, an acronym for the win. She is back in jail now, and now back to news. 8 trucks are moving towards Gaza through a temporary US-built pier off the Gaza Strip today, as international pressure to get more supplies into the war-torn land mounts further, where hundreds of thousands face an acute humanitarian crisis. According to news agency Reuters, 8 groups, the United Nations, and many of Israel's closest allies have all demanded that it do more to get aid into Gaza, which has been largely laid to waste by the Israeli campaign launched last year after the Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7th. Israel's war on Hamas has killed over 34,000 people, mostly civilians, in the city, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. According to Al Jazeera, thousands of Palestinian civilians in northern Gaza are cut off from water and food after a week-long Israeli incursion that led to heavy casualties on both sides. Israel has come under fire even more this week as settlers allegedly attacked trucks they thought were going to deliver aid to refugees, but it was a military truck. Frequent reports of Israeli settlers blocking roadways to stop aid have motivated the port route to deliver aid. Meanwhile, Israel called South Africa's case against Israeli action and a demand to immediately stop the Rafah invasion a false propaganda in the International Court of Justice today. The ICJ began 2 days of hearings on Thursday, where South Africa first claimed Israel intends to, quote, wipe the Palestinians off the face of earth, unquote, and called Rafah the final stand. Lawyers representing Israel's side in the case told the ICJ the warnings of South Africa are unfounded, adding Israel is bringing down Hamas's military stronghold in Rafah, and only then Palestinians will be liberated. South Africa has also accused Israel of genocide in the Gaza war. Israel called the case wholly unfounded and morally repugnant, and responded today by accusing South Africa of bringing, quote, biased and false claims, unquote. In January, the ICJ delivered an interim judgment, and one key paragraph from the ruling drew most of the attention. It says, in the court's view, the facts and circumstances are sufficient to conclude that at least some of the rights claimed by South Africa and for which it is seeking protection are plausible, unquote, according to a BBC report. The court did not rule on whether or not a genocide case can be made, but it agreed Palestinian lives need to be protected. And next, the Indian travel industry is on the rise. According to data from the MasterCard Economics Institute's latest report, titled Travel Trends 2024 Breaking Boundaries. In the first quarter of 2024, Indian airports welcomed 97 million passengers, a figure that would have taken an entire year to achieve just a decade ago. Domestic travel within India has seen a remarkable uptick, with passenger traffic up by 21% compared to 2019 levels. Moreover, international travel from India has also experienced significant growth, with a 4% rise in passenger traffic as of March 2024. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.